Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Code of Success. And why we're dealing with Code of Success is because we often forget that when we succeed, it's because we believe in ourselves and we have a strong self-confidence and self-worth. And all of this comes from who we are and the home we come from, or also how you can change a lot of that, because we have, what we do is we have a conscious mind and we have a subconscious mind. And if you look at an iceberg, for instance, 10% of the iceberg is above ground and 90% of the iceberg is below ground. And when you look at that, that 10% of your, is your conscious thinking, and that 90% is your unconscious thinking. And what happens is when your unconscious mind is telling you over and over again you can't succeed, then what's happening, it's like you're putting a foot on the brake and you're not allowing yourself to succeed. So that what we need to do is learn how to take control of our lives and how to change that by developing affirmations that will help you begin to believe in who you are and where you come from and how you can learn to change that and transform yourself and increase your self-confidence. For instance, what are your why not to's that are holding you back? And how do you create the perfect affirmation to manifest your desires faster and easier? How do you replace ineffective habits with behaviors that lead to better results? How do you manifest your dreams without stress and anxiety? How do you learn the secrets to maximize every opportunity, make more money without the guilt of stress, be happy and healthier than you felt in years, transform your business and increase sales with less effort, have the confidence and freedom that you always wanted? And these are things that once we learn how to do this for ourselves and we understand where we're coming from and why we think this way, then guess what? You're going to begin to think of things that you can do that can help you turn things around and help you learn to believe in who you are. And what we need to do is think of some things that we can do that can really help us and begin to gain better control of our lives. How can you think of some of the things that can really help you? Now, look at this. What you can do is think of some things that can really help you. Think of ways to change your life around to make things be even better. And think of the things that you can do that can really benefit you. And what can you do that's going to make you feel better about yourself? Think about some of the things that you can use that can really benefit you. And think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to take control of who you are and where you come from. For instance, when you want to think about how to take better control of your life, what would you do? It's not just changing the thought processes and changing your thinking to how am I going to begin to do the things that can really help me, but how can you do the things that can really get you what you really want in life and put things where you really want them to be? For instance, what are some of the things that you can do that can really get you where you want to be and put you into thinking like someone who's very successful in life? And a lot of it's just, it's because, remember, what we're doing is we've got thought processes that come to us when we are children, because our parents will constantly say to us things like, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't. And all of that comes from things like, when you look at transactional analysis, the parent, the adult, and the child, and the parent says, you should. And if they have negative thoughts, then guess what? They're going to be passing those negative thoughts on to you, and they're going to be telling you how you're helpless or you're worthless and you can, and the things that you can't do. So think of how you can change things around, and remember, luck doesn't come to us without being prepared, and you have to be in a constant state of openness to opportunities. And these are some of the things that will help you begin to think positively about yourself and how you can begin to think much better about where you come from and how you can begin to become the person that you really want to be. And there's just so many things that we can do that can really turn things around for us, but guess what? It's a matter of what are you going to do that's going to really take the control of your life and help you begin to see the things that you really want in life and how you can define your own personal success in life. Because when you can define it, then guess what? You are going to begin to do the things that can really put you where you want to be. And let's look at some of the things that you can do. For instance, defining your own personal success. What is your version of personal success? Some may define success as having a lot of money. Others feel successful if they are loved by many. Others define success as being healthy and giving back to the community, while others define success as having plenty of material things. But how do you define success? Everyone defines success in different ways. Your own personal success is what makes you and your achievements unique. The stay-at-home mom may define success as being able to get up in the morning and meet her family's needs throughout the entire day until everyone goes to sleep. The career woman may define success as being promoted within her company or even starting her own. The athlete may define success as climbing the ladder within the NFL or NBA. Then again, there are some who define success as simply living and enjoying each day. What you need to do is evaluate how you view success. What does success mean to you? What do you want to get out of your life? Those are questions that you must ask yourself when deciding what drives you. Self-reflection questions to ponder. In order to discover what you want in life, you may want to ask yourself a few questions such as, where do I want to be in 5 years? This is not the question, where do I see myself in 5 years? Think about what you want in 5 years. And how do I define happiness in my career? Is it important to assess whether or not you're feeling fulfilled in your work? How do I get the places I want to be? You need to know how to get to where it is you want to be. You can't go there blind or expect it to fall into place all on its own. You have to be proactive and make things happen. What areas in my life do I want to succeed? We all want to succeed in more than just one area in our lives, so set multiple goals. For example, one goal may relate to your career, while other goals may relate to your relationship, children, or hobby. What are my goals in life? This coincides with what areas you want to succeed. but you must actually write down your goals and set real milestones that you can accomplish. What kind of balance do I need in my life? You must find a balance between work, family, and personal time for you to feel fulfilled. If you have a tendency to overextend yourself, it's important to find an equal balance so no area of your life goes unnoticed. Evaluate yourself and your needs. The self-reflection questions open the door for you to discover and define what success means to you. Others cannot decide your success. If you follow someone else's blueprints to success and it doesn't fit with your personality, then you're going to be miserable. You just have to evaluate yourself and put your dreams, wants, and needs into perspective. After all, your success is yours. No one can make the decisions for you. And the reason we covered that is for one reason and one reason only. For many of us, what happens is other people tend to want to live their lives through us. So guess what? They're going to tell you what success is based on how they see success, not how you see success. So the idea is for you to begin to see and understand why they're talking that way, where it comes from, how you can change things around, and how you can begin to change your life to become what it is that you want it to be. Because for each of us, success is different. And it's also becoming aware of why you see the breaks. What are the why to's and the why not to's? Because the why to's are your conscious mind telling you what you need to do to succeed. The why not to's are the excuses that we come up with. And remember, there was a book written by Eric Byrne who came up with the theory of transactional analysis. And in this theory, what he was talking about was saying that, okay, when we have people around us that believe in us and they will sit there and tell us how we can succeed and all the things that we can do to help ourselves succeed, then we become successful. But if we have people around us who are constantly being telling us how we can't succeed and all the things that we shouldn't do to succeed, then guess what? Then you're going to fail because you've bought into what they've told you about yourself. And understanding that is the first step to helping you get control of your life and finding what is your personal success and how can you reach the goals that you really want in life and how can you get all the things that you really want. What are some of the things that you can do that can really help you get where you want to be? And we often forget that how we succeed in the things that we do, it's a matter of where we are today and what are the things that we can do that can really benefit us. What are the things that we can do that can really put us where we really want to be? And for many of us, that becomes the things that we really need to do that are going to put us in the right frame of mind and put us into a place where we really need to be. So what are some of the things that you can do that's going to really benefit you down the road? What are the things that you can do that can really put you where you really want to be and get you into that frame of mind about where you come from? And most of the problems that you have are created because you're looking for other people to validate you. Yet if you learn to love yourself and you learn to respect yourself, then guess what? You will begin to validate yourself and think of some of the things that you can do that can really help you. And here are just a few things we need to be validated for. Am I successful enough? Am I attractive enough? Am I sexy enough? Am I rich enough? Am I smart enough? Am I funny enough? Am I lovable enough? Am I good enough? And the thing is that if you really respect yourself, then and really love who you are, then you and you have self-confidence, then guess what? That validation is there because you can validate yourself. You're not expecting others to validate you. And the problem with that is because the things that people have told us over and over again is the things that we begin to believe. So what can you do that's going to really change your life around and make you more successful in life and give you the things that you really want in life? And think of all of the things that you can do that's going to really improve your life and help you get what you want in life. And once you do that, then guess what? You are going to really begin to understand where you come from. And you're going to understand how you can really improve your life and put yourself exactly where you want to be. And think of all of the things that you can do that can really help you. And here's a story that I heard that I think that can really help us understand where we come from, and it's called the bamboo story. And it goes something like this. The Chinese bamboo tree is amazing. The water, you water it and wait. You wait an entire year and nothing appears. No bud, no twig, nothing. So you keep watering and protecting the area and taking care of the future plant. You wait another year till and still nothing happens. Another year passes and still no sign of growth. It has been 3 years. Should you give up? Someone told you that it might take a while to really see the fruits of your efforts. So you keep on keeping on. Another year passes, no tree. You begin year number 5 with the same passion as day number 1. You keep watering and you keep watering. Finally, after 5 years, the Chinese bamboo tree starts growing, and it grows to over 80 feet tall. Yes, 80 feet in 6 weeks. Well, not really. It is 80 feet in 5 years. The point is simple. If you had given up for even the shortest period of time, there would be no tree. It took almost impossible persistence. The Chinese bamboo tree is there for one reason and one reason only, because you never gave up on it. This story is supposed to illustrate the power of persistence and never giving up. But here's the problem with the story. No one knows how the damn tree grew in the first place. You watered it for the first year and didn't see any results. The second, third, fourth, and even fifth year, you did the same thing and got the same result. That means you spent more than 1,825 days doing the same thing, getting the same result, and expecting something different. Here's what most people are doing in their lives. How's that working for you? Look, I get it. The bamboo tree suddenly shoots up from the ground after your long, arduous years of sacrifice and patience, thereby showing the benefit of faith and persistence. Just one problem. The millionaires I've coached and worked with have never used this formula. Do you honestly think Donald Trump or Ted Turner would sit there and water their non-existent plant for 5 years before seeing any results? Not on your life. And the purpose of this story is to say, think about it this way. If you are doing the same thing and you are not getting the results you want to succeed, then why not try something different? So, sure, it feels good for someone to come along and say, hey, I know things look bad right now, but don't worry. Just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm sure it'll turn around eventually. But several years ago, my business was struggling. I was providing great content, and my clients were getting awesome results, but the company wasn't showing any profit. In fact, every month we were going deeper in debt. Not coincidentally, my then business partner subscribed to the bamboo story. She told me day after day, don't worry, things will turn around. It just takes time. But I never believed her. I told her over and over again, time is completely irrelevant when it comes to success. The only thing that's relevant is following a better set strategy. Naturally, she didn't listen to me. That's why we're not in business partners anymore. Think about this. Let's say you are doing the wrong things for the wrong reasons, and you keep doing the wrong things for the wrong reasons. Is doing that longer going to get you better results? Of course not. But you'd be amazed by how many people succumb to the bamboo theory. We're probably all done at different times in our lives. Here's what I want to keep in mind. Nature can make a bamboo tree grow because nature has a hidden system that works. Nature also has hidden systems for healing your body, digesting your food, growing plants, making babies, and millions of other things we experience every day. But we don't necessarily know how those hidden systems work. And even if the bamboo story were true, we wouldn't make any difference because the person watering the bamboo tree doesn't know what caused the tree to grow so fast in the first place. When we succumb to the worn-out clichés like the bamboo story, all we're doing is perpetuating the belief that the things we somehow work out without taking responsibility for our own actions and results. I'm all for persistence. I'm all for believing things will work out for the best. I'm all for having faith. What I'm not for is telling people that continuing to do the wrong things will somehow make the things work out. If you have more power than you think, and the problem is we don't have that much control over our lives, but the thing that we can do is begin to take better control of our lives, begin to learn to love ourselves and respect ourselves, and begin to believe in ourselves. And once we learn to believe in ourselves, then guess what? What you're going to do? You're going to find out that you have the best life possible, and you can also live the best quality of life possible. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really teach you to begin to grow? And here's and think of all the things that you can do that can help you begin to look at your life and think of all the things that you can do that can give you the best control of your life. So what are some of the things that you really want to take control of? What are some of the things that you can do that can really give you some of the things that you want in life? And what are some of the things that you can do that can help you to take better control of your life? Because once you take the best control of your life, then guess what? You are going to have lived the best quality of life possible. And that is what we really want to teach you how to do, to live the best quality of life and to help you begin to see some of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to take control of your life and live that the best quality of life possible within the limits that you have. Because think about all of the things that you can do that can really help you to learn to believe in yourself and learn to believe in your success. And it is a matter of taking and changing and stop putting the brakes on your thought processes and how to begin to look for the things that can help you live the best quality of life possible. And think of all of these things that you can do that can really help you. And think of all the things that you can do that can really benefit you. And remember, only you can identify your hidden why not to's that are holding you back. Only you can create the perfect affirmations to manifest your desires faster and easier. Only you can replace the ineffective habits with behaviors that lead to better results. And once you do that, then guess what? You can live the best quality of life possible for yourself. And you can learn to think of all of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to take control of your life. And think about it. What happens is people don't succeed. Why? Because all along the way, someone has told them they can't succeed. And so they because they're afraid to even try, they have found it's easier to put the brakes on their lives and to learn not to do what they need to do that can really help them get where they want to go in life. And think about all of the things that you can do that can really benefit you and put you in that state of mind that you really want to be in, and think of all the things that you can do that can really help you get to live the best quality of life possible within your capabilities. And remember, it's a matter of, are you going to succeed because you believe in yourself? Are you going to let other people tell you how to live your life instead of learning how to take the best control of your life? And the best thing that you can do is to begin to think of some of the things that can really put you where it is you want to be down the road, and how you can take the best control of your life, and how you can begin to believe in yourself. And think of all of these things. And the thing is, give yourself permission to succeed. Because what is happening is, when other people take control of your life, then what have they done? They've basically told you that you can't succeed. So think of all of the things that you can do that can really help you begin to succeed and take the best control of your life. And think of all the things that you can do that can really get you where you want to be in life. And think of all the things that you can do that can really put you where you want to be. Because that is what it's all about, is how are you going to take the best control of your life and live it to the best of your ability. And think of all of the things that you can do that can really give you the success that you really want in life. And think of all the things that you can do that can help you get where you want to be in life. Also, write down a strategy. When you write down a strategy, then guess what? That strategy is what's going to help you get what it is you really want out of life, and help you get what it is that your expectations are in life. Because if you give yourself permission to succeed, then guess what? You will succeed in your life. You will begin to take control of your life, and you will begin to have the best possible lifestyle that you really want. So think of all of the things that you can do that can really give you what it is that you want in life. And think of all the things that you can do that can really give you the best quality of life possible within the limits. But remember, we all have gifts, and the gifts that we have are what make us who we are today. And remember, to think of it this way. Okay. What we're going to do is, It's not often that someone you meet makes such a difference in your life. And, okay, I was in Los Angeles recently having lunch with some friends who are millionaires, and a deck of people worth $1 million to $10 million and up. As I looked around the table, something made me smile. I noticed that none of us looked remarkable in any way. No one was wearing an expensive suit. Some of us looked like we were on the way to a pool party. We weren't discussing anything particularly deep or earth-shattering. I realized that we were really average in every visible way. You would have probably walked right by us and if you'd seen any of us on the street. So what did this group of regular people do to enter the top income bracket in the world while most continue to struggle and just get by? And most importantly, how do you learn the secret code so that you can enjoy this kind of success in your life and business? Well, what separates the top 3% from the rest of the world? How to get rid of the head trash that's holding you back? A little assumption that's costing you a fortune? The foolproof formula that's getting your foot off the brake and tailored specifically to you so you can succeed over and over again at whatever you choose? The thing is, remember, that what's happening is the head trash that we're talking about is the things that people do or say, because these are the things that people told us about ourselves. So what is it that you need to do that you can think about that can really help you get what it is that you really want in life? Well, it's estimated that Americans spend $11 billion, that's a B for billion a year, on self-help products, everything from books to DVDs to diet pills, while American companies spend over $400 billion a year on professional development programs for their employees. Personally, I think those are very low estimates, especially when you consider all the weight loss programs, exercise equipment, business books, and everything else you can put in a category of self-help. So what we need to do is think of some of the things that we can do that can really get rid of that head trash. So maybe what you need to do is write them down. Think about them. And then look at all of the things that people have told you that you can't do. And look at all of the things that you believe you can do. Now, how do you change? And it's not just changing those affirmations. It's actually learning to believe those affirmations. Because once you believe them, then you can do everything that you choose to do. So imagine that we have something called your why to's. These are your internal motives or reasons why to do something. On the other plate, we have your why not to's, your internal reasons why not to succeed. Now, think about it this way. If you can write down, what's wrong with this picture? I want to learn what the world's most successful people do so I can do that in my own life, so I can stop sabotaging myself, so I can make more money and finally get my foot off the brake. And this will make me happier because I can live the life I've always wanted and quit this job I hate and take more vacations and have better relationships and lose weight and find the love of my life and buy a new car and a new house and get out of debt. Did I mention I finally got my foot off the brake? What about your why not to's? Of course, those might include, I have a million other things I could do, I could be doing right now. Who is the guy anyway, and why should I listen to him? What if I get to the end and still haven't learned how to get my foot off the brake? What if it works for everyone else but not for me? What's he trying to sell me? I've been burned before, and I don't want that to happen again. Did I mention all the other things I could be doing right now? Your mind is like an infinite weighing machine. Every moment your mind is weighing your perceived benefit against your perceived cost of doing any behavior or activity you can think of. Can you see that every decision you make is built upon our why to's and why not to's? Where you live, what you wear, what you eat and how often you eat it, what kind of car you drive, what you do to work, who you decide to marry or not marry, what you had for breakfast this morning. All of these were determined by your why to's and your why not to's. In fact, every decision you ever made in your life was based on your internal why to's and why not to's, your reasons why you thought you should do the thing versus the reasons why not to do the thing. And remember, what we're talking about is how you can learn to take control of your life and how you can build success. And building this success is determined on who you are and where and what you want in life. And these are things for you to remember, because guess what? When you take better control of your life, then you're going to get the things that you want. Human beings are motivated by success, getting, having, and keeping the things we want. Yet we've already seen the millions of people and organizations are holding themselves back from the level of success they're perfectly capable of, even though collectively we're spending billions of dollars to try to fix the problem. The hidden reason you're stuck. Picture an iceberg. We've all heard that 90 to 95% of an iceberg is hidden beneath the surface of the water, while only 5 to 10% is visible above the surface. Scientists at Stanford, MIT, and other esteemed institutions have determined that the human mind operates in much the same way. Just like an iceberg, your mind is comprised of two parts, the part that's visible above the surface and the part that's hidden below the surface. Instead of the water line, let's call that line that separates the two parts of the mind the line of consciousness, and we'll call the visible 10% your conscious mind and call the hidden 90% the subconscious mind. Another word for conscious or intentional, because it represents choice. And that's the biggest thing that we forget. We as human beings, what makes us different from the animal or other mammals is that we have a brain, and that brain allows us to think, and that thought process is what gives us the ability to make choices. The problem is that for many people, they base their choices on what other people have told them how they should live their lives, instead of living the best quality of life that they want for themselves. That's why, think about it, your parents are living their life through you, and then eventually you begin to live your life through your children. Instead of doing that, why not take control of your life? I grew up with a disability at a time when people with disabilities were not even acknowledged as existing in society, and I was often told, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't live on your own, you can't think for yourself, you can't. When I was in college, my mother used to tell me, why are you taking that course? You can't do that. You're going to fail. I eventually learned through studying psychology that I have the right to take control of my life. And I went to her and I told her, you shut your mouth up and you don't tell me what you can or can't do, because you don't know. Only I know what I'm capable of doing and what I'm not capable of doing. So the idea is to learn to live your life and have the best quality of life possible. So what you need to do is look around the room that you're in right now. What if I came in the room and you're in and turn out all the lights? In fact, I removed all the visible lights in the room. Now it's pitch dark and you can't see a thing. What would happen if I then asked you to rearrange the furniture? How successful would you be at rearranging the furniture in the room that's completely dark? Not very. You'd bang your shins on the coffee table, fumble around, and be incapable of making even the simplest of changes. Because you can't rearrange furniture in a place where you can't see anything, does that mean you're incapable of rearranging the furniture? Of course not. You are perfectly capable of rearranging the furniture when you can see what the heck you're doing. Your subconscious mind is like that completely dark room. We don't know what's in there because we simply can't see it. It's hidden beneath the surface like the bottom 90% of the iceberg. And when you can't see something, it's awfully hard to change it, which brings us back to the original question. Why are millions of people who spent so much time and money trying to improve themselves still stuck? Putting together our scales of success and iceberg of consciousness, the answer becomes stunningly simple. Everyone wants to succeed on the conscious level. We all know how to succeed is better than the alternative. Why do you think we're spending all this time, money, and energy trying to be more successful? So the benefits or why twos of success are held in our conscious mind. But have you ever stopped to think about the cost of actually allowing yourself to succeed? I've asked this question of countless thousands of people in my seminars, and the response I get is dead silence, followed by the slightly anxious shuffling in the seats. I can practically hear people's minds whirring as they ask themselves the unexpected question, gee, I've never thought of that before. What could be a cost of actually allowing myself to succeed? In other words, have you ever thought about the fact that if your why-tos of success are held in the conscious mind, then when I ask my, then why not think about these answers? Isn't it going to take a lot of time to really be successful? I'm too busy. Look at my to-do list. And these are the things that your subconscious mind tells yourself that keep you from succeeding. So how can you turn these things around and change them and begin to consciously take control of your life? I don't want the extra responsibility. What if my family doesn't approve? What if my spouse is jealous of me? What if someone laughs at me? What if my friends don't like me anymore? What if I succeed and can't sustain it? What if I have to spend too much time away from my family? What if I go for it and lose it all? What if people find out I'm a fraud? What if, what if, what if? What if is something that comes from your subconscious mind. And when you think about it, if you look at transactional analysis, the child says, I want. The parent says, you should. And the adult says, I am able to. And I am able to is your conscious mind telling yourself what you need to do. You have to allow that to take control and take your foot off the brake and begin to find personal success in your life. And think of all of the other things that you can do. Did you notice something about all of these why not twos of success? They are all held in your subconscious mind, meaning no one wakes up in the morning, looks out the window and says, ah, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and I feel great. I think I'll hold myself back from success today. Nor does anyone say, I think I'll buy this book or go to this seminar or start the new coaching program to learn how to sabotage myself better. Every human being wants to succeed on the conscious level. The thing is how are you going to take your foot off the brake and allow your conscious mind to take control of your life? Let's say you've been working really hard trying to succeed. Maybe you started a new coaching program or went to a seminar that really pumped you up or read a new book that really made sense to you. You began to make positive changes in your life. You followed the instructions, and guess what? It starts to work. After all your hard work, focus, and money that you spent, you actually start to get what you were going after. You're moving toward the thing you want. You're making progress, making more money. You're becoming more and more successful. Then what happens? That's when the fear sets in. As crazy as it sounds, you actually start to feel the feeling known as fear when you start to get what you've been working so hard for. But why would someone feel fear when they start to get what they want? This happens because unbeknownst to you, your scales of success started to tip. Your subconscious, why not choose to of success, the ones you can't see because they're hidden, remember, started silently screaming at you, hey, what do you think you're doing? You can't handle this. What if you can't keep this going? Why don't you just stop now and avoid the embarrassment later? So what do you do? What anyone would do in that situation, you do whatever it takes to stop feeling the fear. That's because fear is one of those emotional that we humans do just about anything to avoid. So rather than examining why you might be feeling the feeling, you stop doing what was working. You slam the brakes. You sabotage yourself because doing that feels easier than feeling the fear. And then you get to beat yourself up because you can tell yourself, you were right. See, I told you. I knew you couldn't handle it. Why even bother? Sound familiar? If you are not nodding your head right now, this book was written especially for you. But what went unexplained in all this simple fact of feeling a result, not a cause? Feelings don't cause themselves. When you experience a feeling or emotion, there is something going on inside of you that caused that feeling. And what causes the so-called fear of success, a foot on the brake syndrome? Your hidden subconscious why not to success. Here then is the bottom line. You are not holding yourself back from success because you don't know how to succeed. You are holding yourself back from the success you are perfectly capable of because you have more subconscious why not to of success than conscious why to success. So think about all of the things you can do to take better control of your life and how you can take better control of the things that you want in life. Let's say you wanted to put a nail into a wall. Do you think you could do it? Sure you could if you had the right tool. Now let's say because I really like you, I really believe in you, and I really want you to succeed because of all these reasons, I went out and with great expense and careful thought, by the way, got you an expensive brand new shiny red chainsaw. Go ahead and put the nail in the wall. Okay. You're thinking to yourself, he's successful, so I guess he must know what he's doing. You start hacking away with your shiny new chainsaw. How's it going, I ask. Not so good, you reply, trying to hide the big gashes you just made in the wall. What's the matter, I ask. Well, that is what you're doing. You are using the wrong tools to get the success you want because what helps someone else succeed may not be what's going to help you succeed, but remember, we all have different ways of communicating. We all have different personalities. Someone who's very outgoing can make friends very easily. Someone who's very laid back, then they're going to have to push themselves harder to make those friends. The biggest fear that people have is getting up in front of rooms and speaking. Why? Especially, well, like in my case, becoming a professional speaker, doing what I do, it's because my personality is very outgoing. It's very easy for me to do this. But if I help someone find out where their strengths lay and how to take and use those strengths to the best of their ability, then they're going to find success at what they really love to do because we all have to understand who we are and where we come from. And once we understand that, then we're going to be the best at what we can be no matter what it is. That's why there are different jobs for different people because some people like sitting at a desk and doing paperwork. Others like to go out and greet people. That's why it's often said, if you want a program to succeed, it takes a group of people, a mastermind group, to help you get where you want to be. Because it's like if you think of building a team, you got the creator, you have the advancer, you have the refiner, and you have the enforcer. Because some people are good at coming up with the ideas, but they don't know how to take it and put it all together and make it, and then they don't understand how to refine it and then make it all work. But if you have a team that understands and has all these different behaviors, then guess what? You can succeed. So remember, set your goals, visualize it, believe in yourself, work smarter, not harder, and then you can do it. So pretty much, notice, okay, so how are you feeling right now? Are you motivated, excited, pumped up, or psyched to put that nail in the wall? Not exactly. You're probably saying to yourself, I'm never going to get the stupid nail in the wall. And even if you do somehow manage to get one nail in, how much time, effort, and energy did it take? Or are you feeling depressed, frustrated, angry, resentful, annoyed, irritated, exasperated, and stressed out? You probably want to do a little of this putting the nail in the wall activity as you can. So, remember, this is what we do when we are looking for all the excuses for why we can't succeed, because the story that we were talking about was putting a nail in the wall. Guess what? When you put a nail in the wall, you use a hammer. You don't use a chainsaw. Once you see someone use the right tool doing the right thing, then they're giving you the right message on teaching you how to succeed. But if they're going to use the wrong tool, they may have learned how to use that to do what they need to do. But for someone else, that's not going to make them successful because that's the right tool. So these are some things that people will do. And what we're trying to show you is how your subconscious mind uses all of this to hold you back and keep you from succeeding. So what happens is you complain to others about how tough it is to put a nail in the wall. You badmouth me, your nail putting in manager behind my back. You make an excuse to not put nails in walls. You take it out on your kids or your spouse when you get home. Your mental and emotional health is suffering. You look for ways to medicate or veg out, like watching TV or surfing the internet, right? Just to relieve the stress of putting nails in walls. You're always looking for someplace else better to work because work is unfulfilling. And what happens is, especially when you think about it, if you acknowledge where your strengths are and you do what you really love to do, and that means starting your own business, then guess what? You're going to be successful. So think of some of the things that you can do. And the real problem is not that you can't do the job. The real problem is that you are beating yourself up for not being able to do a job when you have been given a tool that is completely wrong for the job you're trying to do. The only solution you have been offered are simply the same tools with different packaging. So even though it would appear that putting a nail in a wall is an easy job, if you have never been given the right tool, it will continue to be very, very difficult. Now, is there anything wrong with the chainsaw? Of course not. Chainsaws are very useful tools when you want to cut down a tree, but when you want to put a nail in the wall, they're not very useful at all. How many times have you seen the equivalent of what I've just shown you in your life, career, and company? When I ask the question in my seminars, nearly everyone has, every hand goes up. We're all seeing examples of people who have all the talent, intelligence, and motivation in the world, who were asked to put nails in the wall and given a chainsaw. He is just a smidgen of the figures. We all know who spent lots of time, money, and energy on traditional success programs, who are still holding themselves back from the success they're perfectly capable of. In traditional success programs, we have been taught how to succeed, what I call the how-tos of success. This happened because traditional success teachers assume that all we need is to be shown how to succeed, and then, of course, we succeed. They taught us the how-tos to success because of a single assumption, an assumption that turned out to be false. They made this assumption without even thinking about it because it was totally illogical to think otherwise. This single assumption, however, is costing you a fortune right now. The traditional success programs taught us the how-tos of success because traditional teachers assumed that you and I had more why-tos of success than why not to succeed. They actually had it half right. Everyone does have more why-tos to success, but only on the conscious level. That's why we keep spending billions of dollars of all these success programs. Remember our iceberg? Just because you can't see what your why-not-tos of success doesn't mean they're not there. They're all right, hidden in the subconscious where they keep you held back from the very thing you want most. Okay. How are the four steps of traditional success programs? They teach you to set your goals, which is to know what you want. They teach you to do something, which is to take action towards your goals. And they help you evaluate, am I getting closer to my goals or not? Try again. Adjust your approach until you reach your goals. The thing is, just like traditional success programs have given us the same four steps, there are also four steps in the real world that would be like a planet Earth. Here are four basic steps I have observed about the real world. The fog. We don't know what we really want. Treadmilling. We're really, really busy but getting nowhere. Feel like a failure. We compare ourselves to everyone else and come up short. Try again. We keep trying and hoping things will be different. And the first step, we don't really know what we want, or we don't know what we really want, or we don't believe we can have what we really want, or we fear what will so-and-so say if I actually get what I really want, or we think, I don't think I'll ever get what I really want, or what if I get what I really want and I'm still not happy? Get it? We have a fog. In the second step, we are treadmilling. Ever been on a treadmill? You're working really, really hard and getting nowhere? Look at my to-do list. I'm busy, 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 but this view sure looks the same. And sometimes that treadmill is going uphill. Treadmilling, are you with me here? Now, we get to the critical third step, feel like a failure. Now watch this. There is an amazing parallel between what they've been teaching us in traditional success programs and what we find in the real world. In traditional success programs, they said to set your goals. Well, we don't really know what we want, so we've got a fog. Then they told us to do something. Well, we're really, really busy, aren't we? So we're treadmilling. Then they told us evaluate your progress. Well, what's our subconscious evaluation of our own progress? You got it. We feel like a failure. We feel like everyone else is doing better than we are. We wonder why we spent all this time, money, and energy on all those self-help books.